Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Greg Lesher's with us in Utah. Welcome, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. I got some big updates, some really big updates.
Wonderful.
On the water, okay. Oh, yesterday I watched a little piece. A friend of mine said, you've got to see this little ABC piece on. It's called The Power of Water. Amazing. I went ahead and watched it. It started out, and, you know, it's got some solar panels on it. You can probably find it on YouTube. But they were talking about the problems on the Navajo Nation, which is where I'm going on the 15th. And then they moved to a place called Hinckley, California, and talked with the lady there. And she made a comment that struck my accord. She says, someday, she hopes that someday someone somewhere will come up with a solution to purify, to clean up the mess, to clean up the groundwater. Well, I decided that I'm going to contact... I already started contacting them on their Facebook group, Hinckley Happenings, and let them know that what I've got, and I, you know, and that I invented this in Hinckley, Utah, and Hinckley, and I like to get together with Hinckley, California, and solve the problem, and build them a flat top solar electric still that will produce maybe 6 to 7 gallons or 10 gallons an hour. And then did I get with this lady who happened to be on, you know, they portrayed her on the show with Aaron Brockovich saying that they told us that this was safe. So I'm going to contact PG&E. My CEO's contacting him, and I would ask that students maybe get a hold of PG&E and say, you really need to talk to Greg at realwaterindependence.com about this solution, because he's going there and we can continue to drag PG&E's name through the mud, or they can be a part of the solution and we can build something there to clean up the disaster that they caused. Because eventually I'm going to be talking to Aaron Brockovich, because the people there know her personally. And we're going to bring her into it. And now we have the solution for the train wreck and the dioxins that she's already involved in. So, wow. I don't see how they can't get a hold of me. Jump on board. Your thoughts, Vincent?
Well, I think it's great. I think it's great what you're doing. I think it's a simply elegant solution. And I really don't like complexity. I avoid complexity in all avenues. As simple as avoiding complexity in automobiles, sensors, things like that. Even a thermostat in a home, I think, should be very simple. So what you've got is a very simple solution. Virtually, depending on which model you make, no moving parts.
Right.
Can you imagine that?
That's right. And I'm going to inform them. We're going to build one on the 15th down on the Navajo Nation, and their press are going to be involved. It's a big event. It's a they're building an Earth ship down there. I'm going to be building a unit in Missouri on a campground. I'm going to be building one in Hinckley, California, or more. It can't be avoided. This technology can't be avoided. They either become a part of the solution to clean up the mess that so many have made to so many people and destroyed so much land, because those chemicals can be removed and recovered and disposed of properly from that groundwater as we bring it up. And it's a simple solution. I'm excited.
I am too. Back in 1993, Greg, I was teaching computer science at the college level and at the high school level. And I was a consultant for a pretty big city in the United States to automate the entire city as Fayetteville, North Carolina. And I've been quoted as saying, and this is when people were resistant to computers, like not everybody embraced them. And I said, you can either get on board with computers or you can be run over by them. It's as simple as that. And that's what you're talking about. The PG&E can either get on board or they can get run over by the media. And that's what's going to happen. I really believe that. In terms of finding the simple solutions that actually work. And the people have had it. We've, you know, there's an old adage, a stitch in time saves nine. And, you know, if you fix it right away, you avoid nine times the problems. Well, with pollution, polluting the ground and, you know, taking the easy way out, polluting the groundwater, the air, it's really hard to fix it later on. And it's much more expensive than not causing the problem in the first place. But the problem is already created. They did it. They created the problems. They polluted the earth. And now the only solution is, well, there are two solutions. One is to stop the pollution and clean up the pollution and purify the water and air. That's all we have left, because they've painted us into a box. So I think it's great. I think it's great what you're doing. I think it's going to be an eye-opener.
Yeah.
And Greg, what you said was, you know, you and I were talking privately on the phone after the class yesterday,
yeah. And
it'd be really interesting to take some turbid water and put it in through into your distillation system and come out with absolutely crystal clear water. And, you know, class water does not have any taste. It's tasteless. So if someone says this water tastes funny, that's because it's not pure water. Water is tasteless, odorless, and colorless. Greg, please correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right on target. Alcohol is the same way. In fact, if you ever get pulled over and the police officer says, it smells like alcohol, you'd say, well, thank you. So what do you mean? Well, alcohol has no smell. Anyway, you know. Well, have you been drinking? Well, of course I've got a drink. I can't live if I don't. But anyway, that's down another rabbit hole.
You know, you sound like one of our instructors. Years and years ago, he was traveling through another state, not Missouri. He's from Missouri. Traveling through another state, police pulled him over and said, you know how fast you were going? He turned to him, smiled, and said, ask me another question. Ask me another question. And, you know, I don't know if he was speeding or not, but that's a great answer, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. What else do you want to know?
By the way, his name is Roger Douglas. He taught a real estate seminar or seminars at the Get Prepared Expo. And he just walked in. He's a Missouri native. He's got some American Indian blood in him. And he's just one of the most brilliant guys I've ever met. Very simple elegance. And he went into his seminar with no preparation, none whatsoever, and had the whole seminar class in stitches. Absolutely. Listening to every single word. It was like going to see Will Rogers. Or going, speak. Going to see Mark Twain speak. That's what it was like. Absolutely brilliant. But I'll see if I can get him on the air again. He's a little radio shy, but he's been on the air with us. Greg, you're talking about coming to a campground in Missouri. I think I know of one that's pretty close to where I am right now, and teaching a class in person, hands-on, building one of your solar stills. Can you give a visual? Okay, can you give us a description of what that would be like for the class, for those who are in attendance? What would they be experiencing? What would they do? Would they be turning screwdrivers, using a hammer? Would they be using tools, hand tools to do this? How would this work? And what would it look like?
Well, we'd be using some sheets of plexiglass. We'll be drilling some holes. We'll be putting some pipes, some plastic Lexan tubes in. We'll be putting a little basin in. We'll be hooking up some electricity from solar panels. It's going to be a very learning experience, and we'll also be viewing our own little personal rainstorm that we've created. We're going to go through the whole process of nature and explain the whole thing, and there will be no question in anybody's mind why and how it works. And it's just basically nature's way. We're not forcing water through some rocks. The water is doing what it does naturally. Now, I'm going to be John D. Wells, the used to be the weekend host to Coast to Coast AM back at Art Bell days. He's going to be calling me today, and I'm going to ask him from his listeners to do the same thing that I'm asking ours. We get a little assignment here. Look up ABC, The Power of Water. Watch the clip. See the lady at the very end. And see what her hopes are, and I'm sure you'll jump on board and get a hold of PG&E and say, we've got the solution. We need it now. We need you to contact and get this going. Because this kind of assignment, you don't know how many lives you're going to end up saving, and possibly even your own. We don't know what's ahead, but with what's going on today, it doesn't look good. With water,
Greg, you mentioned John B. Wells, and I remember the days when the network was looking for a replacement for Art Bell. Class, in my opinion, Art Bell was the finest broadcaster ever.
Literally. Absolutely,
and I used to listen to him every chance I got. And I even picked him up on my shortwave radio when he was broadcasting ham radio. I thought that he was the best because long questions, long answers. And if you want to know what broadcast is closest to Art Bell's format, you're in that class right now, USA Prepares. Because Art Bell did it the best. I'm not saying we're Art Bell. I'm saying he was the best. And I want to talk about John B. Wells.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Craig Lesh is with us, RealWaterIndependence.com, RealWaterIndependence.com. So if you'd like to contact him, just go to the website, RealWaterIndependence.com, and you can contact Greg Lesher right from there. Craig, when it mentioned John B. Wells, and we're talking about Art Bell, at the end of Art Bell's broadcasting term, if you will, they were looking for a replacement. Ian Punnett was on the air. John B. Wells was on the air. George Norrie. And they were looking for who was the right person to be in Art Bell's chair. And I really liked John B. Wells. I thought he was outstanding. And for some reason, he was not chosen as that replacement. But I thought he was really, really good. And I would have, yeah, I certainly would have cast my vote for him. Well, the interesting thing is that we could do something that he probably hasn't done before. Well, certainly with USA Prepares, he hasn't. But we could do a simulcast with you and John B. Wells and me right here at the farm, and we could build that water distillation system with no moving parts. We could do a simulcast and have the highlights and the interviews of those in attendance, those, we'll say, students who would happen to be campers at the same time at Natural Farms. We could build it. We could talk about it. We could have the pictures. We could have the videos. We could have all of it. I think that would be pretty neat. I've done simulcasts in the past with other instructors, other broadcasters, in various locations throughout the country. What do you think about that? Do you think that'd be pretty neat?
I do. In fact, I wanted him. I want to bring him on the on a, maybe a, on a Friday. And what I'd like to do is I'm going to talk to him about that. I'm going to talk to him about that today, that very thing. I think it'd be a wonderful opportunity for class to be able to meet someone like him who's been, you know, I can tell you right now why he wasn't chosen, because he talked about a subject that they were told to shut up about. And he just wouldn't do it. He's the kind of, he's just like we are here. We, when we hear the truth, we tell the truth. Not bought out, bought and paid for.
Well, that's why I liked him, and I thought that he would continue in the same line of investigations as Art Bell. Art Bell had some really, really brilliant guys and gals, and some of them are USA Preparers instructors, like Linda Moulton Howe, Stanton Friedman. You know, Stanton Friedman had passed away, but Bob Chapman. There's some, you know, really, really bright gals and guys who are our faculty as well. And it's the same kind of long interview. No, nothing short, nothing rapid fire, not a setup point, counterpoint to argue, you know, intentionally to confuse people. None of that. It was a point, sharing a point of view that Art Bell thought needed to be shared. That's what he did. And he was the best at it. And I remember he was being chastised for the Y2K potential. And he was on a network in New York City. I believe it was WABC at the time, 770 AM. And he had been advising people to prepare for Y2K. And I was preparing for Y2K. I happened to be in the computer field at the time, and I knew for an absolute fact that the BIOS of small, we'll call them personal computers, would not roll over to the year 2000. I knew that for a fact. I tested it, and I personally fixed 8,800 computers. I repaired the BIOS for all of our customers that had them free of charge. That's something that I did. Bill Gates probably would have had another point of view, maybe charge them, you know, thousands of dollars to fix it. Well, I fixed them all for free because I thought we made a defective product. We made a defective product with a BIOS that didn't roll over to the year 2000. And everybody did. It wasn't like we were intentionally trying to cause problems for our customers. All the BIOS wouldn't roll over. Well, Art Bell was chastised for preparing for that, and it looked like it was going to be a catastrophe. But so much money was spent to fix the problem that we avoided it.
Evo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA News Update. President Biden delivers remarks this morning about building healthy communities and announcing new actions to advance environmental justice, according to their press release. Later this afternoon, Biden will leave the White House for Camp David. Russian state media is reporting a Russian warplane dropped ammunition onto the Russian city of Belgorod this morning. The incident left two women injured. The Russian Defense Ministry said that an Su-34 supersonic bomber was flying over the city when an emergency ejection of an air ordnance occurred. Belgorod is between Moscow and the Black Sea. The New York Post is reporting Attorney General Merrick Garland is the unnamed official whose sworn testimony before Congress is being challenged in a bombshell letter from an IRS whistleblower. Through his attorney, the whistleblower says they have evidence of a cover-up in the Hunter Biden criminal investigation. Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you
God, you're
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Craig Lesher's with us in just another minute or so on Art Bell. So Art Bell was on Coast to Coast AM, a whole about 500 radio stations across the country. He was number one overnight, no question about it. He was the biggest broadcaster overnight ever. And so he was beat up by a lot of his, well, he didn't have any peers, but other broadcasters about his position on Y2K. He knew that the BIOS, Basic Input Output System, BIOS, of small computers that ran doctor's offices, dental offices, the materials management offices of hospitals. And those are the people who order the supplies, the bandages, the syringes, the medicines, those kinds of things. Those computers would not roll over to January 1, 2000. They would get stuck at December 31st, 1999. Literally, that's the case. And I know it for a fact. So he was ringing the alarm, and a lot of people paid attention to him and fixed their computers, had the BIOS fixed, as I fixed the BIOS for 8,800 computers. Well, he was being interviewed in New York City on one of the big stations, the 50,000-watt AM radio station, WABC, as I remember it, by Curtis Sliwa. Curtis Sliwa was on during the day, and he's the founder, one of the founders of the Guardian Angels, the guys that wear the red berets in New York City and defend the little people. Okay, so Curtis Sliwa was kind of making fun of Art Bell, saying, "You know, come on, you know, your sky's falling, Chicken Little, all those kinds of things about what Art Bell was saying." And then overnight, the December 31st to January 1 day rolled over, and there was no big event. And Curtis was kind of rough on Art Bell, and they were kind of laughing on the air about this. And Art Bell said to Curtis, "Do you have car insurance? Do you have insurance?" And that's what this was. This was insuring to protect yourself against the calamity that was going to happen if people didn't fix all of these millions of computers. And that's the case. That's the facts. I was there. I was part of it. I fixed the computers. And I know for a fact that the computers in the dental offices that I built networks for would not roll over. I know that the computers in the hospital would not roll over, and the materials management would not be able to order supplies for the patients in the hospital. I know this for a fact. And so people kind of poo-poo, hey, Y2K never happened. Y'all a bunch of wackos. Well, that's not true. We actually prevented it from happening. I was there. Craig, do you have any comments about that?
No, you're correct. I agree with you 100%. Can you imagine a disaster if everybody's computer shut down? I mean, you wouldn't be able to go to the pump, fuel up your vehicle. You wouldn't be able to ring anything up at the cash register. I mean, we're completely and totally dependent on those systems.
Well, we are extremely dependent. And let me give you one small thing that happened here, class, Greg. So this morning, I looked up. I've got two atomic clocks in the studio, too. One of them is digital, and right now it says 9:38. But it doesn't have the second counter. Just 9:38. The other one says 12:24. Well, the analog clock got confused, and I fly by the analog clock as well as the audio of the intros, the outros, the rejoiners. Well, it's a real problem for me when the analog clock doesn't work right, because I don't really have all the information I need to broadcast. So I don't use the computer clock. I could, but I don't. I use an atomic clock. And it quit. It quit because the battery went dead. And now it's trying to figure out what time it is. And it's been working on it for about 25, 30 minutes trying to figure out what time it is. It still doesn't know what time it is. So we literally are dependent on the atomic clocks in the United States. All radio and television stations run on the same time to the fraction of a second. Literally. That's a problem. If the central timepiece, the Naval Observatory, if that transmitter goes down, it's going to be a lot of confusion in the United States. Because all the time the clocks will know what time it is.
Yeah, flights in the air could cause air disasters.
Right. Because those flights are timed within, you know, a few seconds of each other. I guess they call them either near misses or collisions, right? Depending on the time. Right.
Yeah, we're totally dependent on technology. I mean, we, as a whole, you know, some of us like Gwyneth, you know, if we were out there on our farm just doing our daily chores, would never realize anything like this had happened. But most of us on our daily basis lives depend on this kind of technology. It's just amazing sometimes people's failure to predict things like this, to see ahead.
Gwyneth called me before the broadcast early this morning. And, you know, it was tempting to say, Gwyneth, do you know what time it is? Because, you know, it's in the middle of the morning for her. I don't know. I guess she woke up and she had this thought. But I wanted to, class, I want to let you know that she is going to have what I would consider a blockbuster report on Wednesday. Please do not miss that class. It explains why we are in this mess that we are in, and there is nothing that we can do to stop it. I'm talking about why people are going crazy. I'm talking about the slashing, trashing, bashing, busting, and burning that's happening in the cities. I'm talking about the out-of-control violence. She put the pieces together, and I dovetailed it with my personal experiences, and you'll hear that. It will be truly riveting. And you know what you're going to say? You're going to say, that's right. That's right. And it's right in front of us, but we didn't see it. So that's Wednesday. Yeah, please don't miss that class. Greg, I think it's going to be the neatest thing with John B. Wells if we can arrange the schedules and have him come out here. And, you know, I was thinking, during the break, I looked outside, and we have a vessel that's already made, and it's made out of concrete. And this thing it's called a cattle feeder. It's about maybe 7 or 8 feet long. It's about 2 feet wide, weighs about 600 pounds, and it's a feeding trough. It's made out of concrete. It'll hold water. And I was thinking that literally, that could be converted into your solar still very, very inexpensively. What do you think? You know what I'm talking about, right? A lot of them are made out of plastic with a steel frame.
Yeah.
This one's concrete.
Take some pictures of it, send me, and let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, class, what do they cost? Well, if you were to buy one of these concrete, now they're heavy, so roughly 600 pounds. And you don't have to do this. You could make it out of something way, way lighter. As a matter of fact, I believe, Greg, you could take a 55-gallon plastic drum, cut it in half lengthwise, and turn that into or crosswise, and turn that into a solar still as well, right?
Sure. I've looked at those great big water storage tanks, and I actually have a design for those.
Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of ways of doing this. Now, why do I know this? Because I read Greg's book. Greg, was I the first one to read your book?
You were, actually.
That's what I thought.
You were.
Okay. So Greg's book, I read every word. I read every word 5 times, literally. So realwaterindependence.com if you'd like to learn more about this. I think this will be the neatest thing, and I have a feeling that those who, if we can pull this off and have an on-site class here at the farm with Greg and John B. Wells, if he's able to make it, and the class, I think this would be a turning point for many people's lives to say, you know what, we actually did this, we actually built this system, for a couple hundred dollars maybe, and it works, and you know what, since we did that, we can get out of Dodge, we can get out of the apartment, we can get out of that cookie cutter development that we live in, we could get out of that neighborhood, that tightly packed neighborhood, we can get out, we can go buy a as Rich would call it, a hobby farm, as I would call it, a farm, and take the same tax deductions that the wealthy take. Same tax deductions that I take. I'm not that. It's not that I'm wealthy, but I take all the tax deductions because the money that I spend is for the farm. Those are all deductions, Everything that I buy is for the farm. Really, because I don't go anywhere. I don't go out to restaurants. I haven't been to Disney. I don't do that kind of stuff. I live here. I live here on. I would say, I'm vacationing. I'm vacationing. It's work, but I'm vacationing at the farm, and you can do that too. Greg, is your life pretty much something that you are in total control of? You do what you want, when you want, how you want, where you want, and you spend a lot of time on
your
property.
Yeah, pretty much. I can tell you right now, I let the grass grow under my feet. I just can't do that. I can't sit there and watch Netflix. But, you know, I can watch some documentaries on water and things like this, and educational documentaries and things of this nature. I do take time out for that, but I won't sit there and watch Netflix series. That's not the way I live my life. That's not the, you understand how I live.
Yeah, this morning I was thinking about how people in the city live and how they like to watch games, you know, on the weekends. And these games involve violence, all of them, at a tangential level. And what I'm saying is there are guys and gals, mostly guys, on a field or in an arena where they smack balls with sticks. They hit them. They beat up these balls. And they try to direct where these balls fly with these sticks. Now, that could be hockey. That could be, I'm going to use a puck instead of a ball. But it could be hockey. It could be baseball. Okay. It could be polo. Okay. It could be golf. And there are other games, too. So they beat up these balls. They chase these balls, and if they're not doing that, they're trying to capture the balls in a net. That's what they do. It's like violence, but we don't call it violence because the balls and the pucks and the are inanimate things. They're not living. And people love that. And when you're all done, what have you accomplished? When you have watched those guys and gals beat up the balls and chase them and capture them in nets, what have you accomplished?
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, if you're interested in what Greg and I are talking about in today's class, please send me an email. You can send it to instructor@usapreparers.com and let us know if you're interested in attending the class with Greg and anyone else who may be here doing a simulcast with us. So instructor, I-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-O-O-R at usapreparers.com. You know, Greg, we're talking about something that works, right? Your solar,
absolutely. And you know, you were talking about something that got my interest, okay? You're talking about hitting this ball around in a net. Let me tell you what they get. They get a great big paycheck. They build themselves a resort, and they just sit around and do nothing. Most of them. Can you picture me doing that? Or you know, let me tell you what I would be doing.
Greg, just for a second, I got to tell you, class. I don't know if you hear it, but sometimes when we're on the air with Greg, I hear the sound of a diesel engine roaring, a turbocharged diesel engine. Greg doesn't say, "Y'all got to put up with this because I'm driving a truck." He doesn't say that, but he is. He's in a big diesel hauling truck. How many thousand pounds, Greg?
Yeah, 129,000 pounds maximum weight in between the truck and the trailers. But you know, I couldn't do that. You know, where I'd be doing, I'd be flying to Southeast Asia, or I'd be flying to Africa, or I'd be going to the Bahamas where they or Jamaica where they don't have any fresh water, and I'd be teaching the people how to get clean water. That's what I would be doing, not building my own little resort and sitting around and doing nothing, you know, talking about sports. If I had that kind of money, once I get the backing for this, and who knows, maybe it'll come through PG&E. Maybe they'll jump on board and want to do something right for a change besides make money off of power and water. Maybe they can clean up the mess they made, the damage to the water. Maybe they can be a part of the solution to the world's water problems. You know, I just couldn't do that, you know, and that, how many people sit there and watch that? I don't know. It's incredible how much money these sports teams make. But,
famous wealthy people buy sports teams. Does that sound like slavery to you? Is that what that sounds like? Slavery? Will you buy a team of people? Can you imagine that in the United States today? Greg, in Michigan, the residents are livid because the Democratic state-led state senate is greenlighting a $2.4 billion plan for Chinese green energy plant to build two battery plants to make batteries for electric vehicles. Can you imagine? They are going to literally steal money from taxpayers and in the hundreds of millions of dollars to give it to a company called, and I don't know how you pronounce this, but I'll spell it, G-O-T-I-O-N. So it's like Gotion, Gotion, Gotion. I don't know how you pronounce this, but a G-O-T-I-O-N. So this Chinese company is going to build electric battery plants. They're Chinese, and they are going to build them in Michigan. And about 700 acres of farmland or Michigan land is being used by this Chinese company to build battery plants. So then it sounds to me like the automobile makers will be able to say, are you kidding? These batteries are made in the United States, right here in Michigan. Can you imagine? That's what's happening right now. Our land and $175 million of taxpayers' funds are going to build this electric battery plant in Big Rapids Township in Michigan. And it's a Chinese company that's doing it. And the state government of Michigan green-lighted and said, sounds good to us. Can you imagine?
At the same time,
we couldn't get a state government to help us purify water and teach classes on how to do things for yourself and how to be better and more efficient at everything we do, like work with USA Prepares. Nobody will touch us.
You guys have to watch the Power of Water on ABC, because you're going to see something in there about the salt and sea and a mineral that they're going to use in a poor community for lithium ion for batteries.
Okay, I will look that up, and if I find it, I will attach it to today's link on the Ron Gibson channel on BitChute, B-I-T-C-H-U-T, Ron Gibson, R-O-N-G-I-B-S-O-N. I'll put it on there. And thank you, GCN, for providing the platform for USA Prepares to teach classes.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.